I will now call the meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12997, Sandra and George Searle seeks variances for an existing structure from the setback requirement for stable structures for personal enjoyment. Sections 11520 and 11525 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Neck Road at the corner of Bucks Road. The 911 address is 6336 Cedar Neck Road in Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 11, Parcel 343. The applicant is seeking a 25.2-foot variance from the 50-foot setback requirement for an existing stable. We have 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weideman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants Sandra and George Searle, who have applied for a variance for an existing stable structure from the 50-foot setback requirement for stable structures for the use of personal enjoyment. The applicants were unable to attend the hearing this evening. As a result, Sandra Searle signed a sworn affidavit setting forth her testimony in support of this application and authorizing me to appear on her behalf. In addition, the prior owner, Megan Nicole Moore, signed a sworn affidavit to submit to the board. It's been submitted into the record, setting forth her testimony as well. We did submit exhibit booklets for your review and consideration, which do include 2 letters of no objection, one of which is from the adjoining property owner, who would be mostly affected by the approval of this variance request. As set forth in the affidavits, the applicants purchased the property, which is located at 6336 Cedar Neck Road, Milford, Delaware, on August 12th of 2024. At the time of purchase, the property was improved by an existing stable structure. They had engaged Cotton Engineering LLC to perform a survey of the property. That survey revealed that the stable encroached into the 50-foot required setback for stable structures. Upon learning of the encroachment, they promptly filed for a variance to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. As you can see, the property is unique. It is in a regular shaped corner lot. It fronts on both Bucks Road and Cedar Neck Road. It contains approximately 2.363 acres of land. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property and not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this juncture. It would be necessary to remove the structure, which has been upon information and belief in its current location for approximately 20 years. And it can't be relocated due to the location of the corral, as well as the dwelling on the adjoining property, because it has to be at least 100 feet. Otherwise, we would need another variance. Thus, a variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. The applicants did not create the exceptional practical difficulty, nor did the prior owner. She actually purchased the property with the existing stable structure as well. Neither the applicants or the prior owner had any control over the shape or the size of the lot or the construction or the location of the stable. Again, it was upon information and belief constructed by a prior owner. It was the applicant's belief as well as the prior owner's belief as set forth in the affidavits that all improvements were constructed in compliance with the zoning code. It wasn't until the survey was done that we found that to be untrue. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Rather, there is a natural mature forested buffer between the stable and the neighboring properties. And again, the stable's been in its current location for approximately 20 years. Further, as set forth in the affidavits, neither the applicants nor the prior owner received any complaints about the location of the stable on the property. And again, as part of the exhibit booklet, 2 letters in support, one of which is from the adjoining property owner. The applicants are simply seeking a variance to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. And the variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for those reasons, I respectfully request that the board grant the variance request. And of course, I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions?
Are you aware of any complaints up until this point by any neighbors?
No. And the, both the affidavit of the prior owner, let me see how long she owned the property for, and the current owners testified in their affidavits that they didn't, they never were made aware of any complaints. I can pull the dates of when the prior owner acquired the property. Bear with me for 1 second. That was November 10th of 2022. And the owner before her was William Haggerty. So it, when I spoke with, and it's set forth in the affidavit, it was the Megan Nicole Moore who had indicated that she believed it was built by the previous owner, Mr. Haggerty. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any testimony to that effect to confirm.
Thank you.
Of course. And he purchased the property in 2001.
Any homeowner association restrictions?
No.
Well and septic on the property?
Yes.
So that would have a bearing on where the stable was located as well?
Correct.
Okay. And there's been no complaints with the neighbors?
No, not to my knowledge.
So I drive past there twice a day, and I probably fly over there three times a week, and that stable has been there as long as I can remember. And not that I've talked to any of those neighbors, but I've never heard anything either. So. Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
I'll just remind the Ms. Burton provided us with affidavits. Normally, we would have an attorney. Their statements are affirmed by an applicant for that reason, that attorney statements are not under oath, so they can't be considered as part of it. But we do have affidavits, which I believe is what Ms. Burton has gone through. So your focus should be on the materials provided in the and the affidavits that are before you, since her statements are unsworn.
Understood. At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12997 for Sandra and George Searle. I said that right. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12997 for the Searles. For the requested variance, the property is unique. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So they vote a 4-0. Your case is approved. Next case.
Case number 12999.